plug-in Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well on what is June 20th. Thank you so much. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. And thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. Yeah, we're everywhere. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. That's it. And then, unfortunately, I'll be back on Monday. I'll be back. I won't be here tomorrow. I'm going to see what Caitlin Clark can do in person. I've never seen her in person. She'll be here in Atlanta. I'll come back with a report on Monday. Anyway, we've had the report on a lot today. J.J. Redick is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. We have this amazing game at Rickwood Field between the Giants. Am I in the Twilight Zone? It's the Giants and the Cards. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Hickey, I think they're doing too much right now. I think that they have made. So the game at Rickwood Field is to honor the Negro Leagues, okay? And the last time I looked, St. Louis was leading 5-3. I can't tell you the score right now because they've pretty much taken the ticker off the screen because Fox is broadcasting the game in black and white. Like, they're really throwing it back right now. Hickey, I thought I was looking at I thought it was just a cool fast graphic, but they're trying to make me feel like I'm in what, 1940 something? Like, what are we doing?
Something like that. No score bug. They have like that grainy filter, so it looks like it's like old film. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. Like,
even the angle behind the angle is behind the batter, not behind the pitcher. Oh, is that a home run? No.
Damn camera angle.
Yeah. The Cardinals lead 5-3, and now they've turned I haven't seen this in my life. I can't even say turn the lights on. What did they do?
The lights came. No, yeah, I think it's the color came back.
Yeah,
they put the color on.
Yeah, the color came back. We swapped over from black and white television to color at the end of the inning. The Cardinals lead the Giants 5-3. This is a game taking place at Rickwood Field. It's the oldest baseball venue or stadium, I guess you could say, holds 10,000 people in Birmingham, Alabama. And Major League Baseball is holding this game to honor the Negro Leagues and also show love to Willie Mays. So we know he passed away earlier this week at 93 years old. Willie Mays, a former Birmingham Baron in the Negro League. So we'll keep you up to date on the game. Certainly an excellent concept. And we also had Katie Wu of The Athletic, who joined us. She covers the Cards. She's out in Birmingham, Alabama, and she talked to us about the game. And thank you so much as well to Sam Amick. Sam Amick covers basketball in Northern California. Well, he covers the entire NBA. He's based in Northern California. He's also from The Athletic, and Sam Amick talked to us about J.J. Redick and a lot of other things. J.J. Redick, the newest head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, you could think this is a joke. You could think this is funny. They decided to give him a 4-year contract. $32 million. $32 million. He's making $8 a year. That's a decent amount of money for a guy who's never coached a game in his life. We know J.J. Redick played 15 years in the NBA. More recently, we saw him be a broadcaster on ESPN. One of the more ridiculous things that he ever said was that Bob Cousy played against plumbers and firemen. Was it fireman, Hickey, or postman?
Fireman, I believe.
Okay.
A little bit tougher and stronger.
Oh, okay.
No disrespect to the postman out there, of course.
No disrespect to the postman. And now he's the coach of the Lakers. And someone who thinks that he's going to have no issue or no problem is the man who used to coach him at Duke. That's Coach K. He spoke today. He talked to John Fanta, who pretty much said, or Coach K said, this man knows what the hell he's doing. Listen to Coach K.
Well, I don't say anything to him because what they say doesn't make a damn bit of difference. And to think that any organization would hire anybody because of glamour or whatever is ridiculous. Like, every organization wants to win. If J.J. Gets a head coaching job, it'll be because that organization believes that J.J. is the best person, the best coach to lead their organization. You know, if as a competitor or coach, player, whatever, we worried about what people said, we'd go nuts. You know, we should only worry about what we're thinking and what our team is thinking about. And then let's go. You know, talk about what we're doing, not what we might do, even what we did, you know, because you keep learning.
Okay. Hickey, does he, I know he's retired, Coach K is. Is he on that Tony La Russa? Like, was he falling asleep at the end? Like, what's wrong with Coach K? He's tired?
Very monotone, right? It doesn't sound very inspirational. Maybe the coach voice, the coach enthusiasm has waned.
Oh.
But
nobody to yell at anymore, I guess.
That's right. And I guess maybe that mellows him out.
Good for him. I guess that's what retirement is like. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I don't think I'll ever be there. Anyway, J.J. Redick, thank God. Well, maybe not. They'll say he's retired from broadcasting, but he's still only 39. If the Lakers fire him, maybe he ends up on TV again somewhere else. J.J. Redick, 2 years ago, he spoke to Bleacher Report. And let's be real, J.J. Redick, over the past couple of seasons, he's interviewed for a couple of jobs. I remember at one point he spoke to Charlotte. Like, it's not brand new that J.J. Redick wanted to coach. 2 years ago, he explained why he feels he's going to be a good one.
I don't necessarily think it's one thing. I feel like I know the game pretty well because of some coaches I played for, really specifically Coach K. He taught me about adaptability. And our game, the NBA, changes so fast year to year. Having the mindset of just being open to change, one of my greatest skills as a human being is my ability to communicate and communicate in an open and transparent way. I did that as a teammate. I think that's part of coaching, not avoiding things and not avoiding confrontation. Locker rooms, team chemistry, it's a very fragile thing. We see it all the time in the NBA. I look at coaching as a way to help. It's like I had so many people help me in my career, and not just head coaches, but assistant coaches, player development people. And they have such a valuable place in my heart and in my life. And I'd love to be one of those people someday.
Well, now he is, quote unquote, one of those people. It's going to be an interesting dynamic as to how J.J. Redick is A, respected. These are guys that he played against a few years ago. And just how he gets past, I guess, being LeBron's whipping boy. Like, is that not what he is? He's carrying LeBron's bags for the first couple of years. And maybe it would feel a little bit different if he wasn't sitting around doing a podcast with LeBron James. Now, you could say this is undue pressure. He's going to be getting $8 million a year to do it. But I mean, sheesh. I mean, dead smack in the middle of the season, basically towards the end of the season, all of a sudden LeBron James and J.J. Redick have a podcast together where they're breaking down the game of basketball. I mean, what happened? Did all of us basketball fans get kind of tricked into what was taking place. And if you're Darvin Ham, and Darvin Ham already has his assistant coaching job back with the Milwaukee Bucks, Darvin Ham has to be like shaking his damn head. Like, he got chopped out by his own player and a guy who wanted his job. Like, let's be real. Like, this is dirty on a whole nother level. And I guess only LeBron James could do it. But LeBron James, of course, he's like, I got nothing to do with the coaching search, which is crap. Because if LeBron James didn't approve of a J.J. Redick, he wouldn't be there. Because you tell me, who do the Lakers want more? Do they want the brand power of LeBron James filling up seats? Or do they want J.J. Redick? Let's be real, if they had a choice, J.J. Redick might be sticking around longer, but coaches come a dime a dozen. It doesn't matter the star or who's there. And go ahead and ask, I don't know, the Los Angeles Lakers, who have never been shy over the past, I don't know, forever, in saying, hey, Mike Brown, how you doing? Goodbye. They got no problem telling Mike D'Antoni, 7 seconds, bye. Byron Scott, see you later. Luke Walton, it doesn't matter. Frank Vogel, you won what, a championship? Where was it? Disney World? No, thank you. Darvin Ham, I wish I knew you. And J.J. Redick gets a 4-year deal. Lakers got no problem saying bye, because the Lakers are built off of, you want to know what, stars. They ain't no Pat Riley here. There's no Phil Jackson. There's no Dr. Buss, it's Genie. And in the world where the players have more power, how long is it going to be before, I don't know. Hickey, what's the next star that's going to end up in Los Angeles? Is it going to be Zion? Is it Ja Morant in 5 years? Like, the Lakers just wash, rinse, and repeat. This is all it is, man.
You're right. It honestly, you know what it kind of resembles the last few years, really, since the bubble?
The Dodgers?
Oh, I'm going to say the Knicks.
Explain.
Like, chasing ghosts that aren't there. Like, look, they got LeBron at the end of his career, and they won a title. But now it's like they're still trying their best to win a championship, even though this team does not scream championship. Any, you know, they're not even the fifth or sixth best roster. But they're trying, you know, they want to keep the star because they want to keep their kind of name and the shine still in the business and the news. And so they have, you know, things play out where they're kind of reaching and grasping for straws without a real plan. I mean, how many times we hear the Knicks linked to every single, you know, superstar that was out there? No one, for the most part, came close. And it was only until they started, you know, investing in the draft and younger players where now all of a sudden they're competent and they look like they have a bright future. The Lakers, right, they... Is it Donovan Mitchell? Is it Trae Young? There's always questions about now who else is going to join LeBron. And now the coaching search, it's cycled in, cycled out. It's a mess. There's clearly no plan. I mean, they've had 8 coaches, what, the last 13 years? Honestly, as the Knicks have become competent, it feels like the Lakers now are starting to take their former role.
Yeah. The Lakers had better options when it came down to a head coach. But the Lakers have LeBron James. That's it. There's nothing else. Sam Cassell couldn't do the job. Oh, maybe they didn't want Sam Cassell because Sam Cassell is not going to be nobody's friend. Okay? I mean, Borrego? Okay, sure, he ain't no sexy name. He has experience. He's actually coached Anthony Davis. But they bring in a younger guy. Can't fault them there. A newer guy, can't fault them there. You want new, innovative ideas. But they bring in a guy who has no experience. And his most recent claim to fame is palling around with LeBron James on a podcast. It doesn't seem like the most sound of decisions. But you know what? When it comes to the Lakers, as you know, one of our callers, Manny from New York, said last hour, it's like the Lakers or the Cowboys. They're all glitz or glamour or all attention or pomp or circumstance and no results. Let's see what the Lakers can do this offseason. Are they going to get a Trae Young? Do they end up with a Donovan Mitchell? I don't know. I'll tell you this much. I know what they will end up with next week. I'd be shocked if Bronny James is not in a Lakers uniform. That I'd be surprised about. Because quite frankly, it doesn't matter right now who coaches the Lakers. What matters for the Lakers is who's on a basketball court. LeBron James is old. Anthony Davis' body might as well be older than LeBron's. And the rest of the roster, just roll your eyes at them, man. The Lakers need players. Forget the damn coach. Yeah, bring in LeBron's friend because you got no choice. You want to keep LeBron because you want to make money off of LeBron. Welcome to the business of sports. What you do on the court maybe matters after that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, we've talked some NFL earlier in the show. We talked about the quarterbacks, all the money that they make. I just equated the Dallas Cowboys to the Los Angeles Lakers. Thank you so much, Manny. It's another legendary franchise and comes down to the Steelers. And then I guess we can start putting the Chiefs in this category. They both have some thoughts when it comes down to returning kicks. Yeah, we'll get into that. And Justin Fields, probably not happy. I don't know when I've seen him happy or heard him happy, but I think a video game might have upset him. I'll explain. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Get back to some more NFL football in a minute, in a second, a couple of minutes. I'm going to hit the phone lines. I don't know what the hell these people want to talk about, but this is what I'm here for, okay? What's the score of this game? Oh, no. St. Louis is leading St. Louis is leading San Francisco 6-3, the top of the sixth in Birmingham, Alabama. 855-212-4227. Kenny is here from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Jay. Yeah, I appreciate you, man. I listen to you a lot. I drive a rig for a living, and I've been a diehard Baltimore sports fan for all the sports. I'm back from when it was the Washington Bullets, so I'm an old guy. But I'm so excited right now. We got a new owner down here with the baseball team. Last year they went out, or 2 years ago they went out, and they got a new general manager, the guy that built the Astros. Now he's way ahead of the game with this team that he's built. Today we started eight starting players that are our draft picks. So that's exceptional. And our we call it a rival, they don't, but we put a big spanking on the Yankees again today. We won 2 out of 3 at the beginning of the year. We just won 2 out of 3 again. And 17-5, I believe, today was. And they went up against a guy that was 7-1 with a 1.62 ERA.
Yeah, Hill. So, Luis Hill, yeah.
Yeah. Man, we are playing some ball. I hope it's so exciting because, you know, I go back a long time, like I said, and I remember when the Orioles, they were the most dominant baseball team in sports for probably like 30 to 40 years. And then we went into this drought because they were talking about this was a small market team, so they were going to take the team away from us. And, you know, for all this 10 to 15, 25 years, we weren't really that well. I mean, we had an owner, didn't want to spend no money. It was really terrible. Okay. So we got a new owner.
Well,
we got
I don't want you to repeat yourself, Kenny. What I'm happy is that you're a winner. And hopefully this can last through the summertime, and let's see what they do when we get to the postseason.
Yeah, Enjoy it. That's true. Like, last year we got spanked. We got smoked 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're done.
Yeah, well, enjoy it. Well, let's see what the pitching. Let's see what the pitching can do. Let's get through the All-Star break, get through the dog days, and let's see what they do in September, maybe October.
Well, one of my real questions to you about it is, what do you think they're going to do as far as we just lost Bradish for another year or so with the elbow. Do you think they're going to go out after one of these guys, like the guy from the Marlins or Seattle, or what do you?
Well,
what do you
first
think
of all, I think Seattle is trying to hold on to its own pitching because Seattle they also need some bats, but they're trying to be competitive. I can't see Seattle dropping off anybody to Baltimore. I can't give you that answer right now. Not in June. I mean, there's so much there's so much focus on the NFL and the NBA. Now that both of these are pretty much wrapped up and we have the NBA draft, baseball is going to come a little bit more center, but that's going to be into July. And so to talk about who they're going to add at the trade deadline, is I'd be filling you up with a load of crap.
You're not the man to do that. You're
yeah,
all
I'm
right,
not.
But I appreciate you.
No problem. I do know this because I cover enough in the American League East between the Yankees and what goes on. Yeah, they're a good team. Do they have bats? Yes. And that's why, I don't know if you heard me early on in the conversation, I said, well, let's just see what they can do with the pitching. We're going to have to see how things kind of shake out over the next couple of months. But, hey, enjoy the ride while they got it. I think they certainly have the bats. I think they went through an experience last year, and I think they'll probably be better for it this go-around.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate getting in, man. I mean, like I said, I drive and I've been trying to get in and talk to you a little bit for a couple of months, but it's a little bit hard.
Oh, well, thank you.
Here,
well,
running there, so
that's a good thing. Thank you, Kenny. You drive safe, okay?
All right, my man. Have a great show, and we'll talk to you.
No doubt. Shout-outs to Kenny from Baltimore. Well, that was nice. Nice. 855-212-4227. It said it's here from Chicago. I guess he's going to tell me about the Chicago Bulls or something like that. Said congratulations, you got Josh Giddey.
Hey, man. I don't know, JR. I'm a little iffy about the trade with that one because I can understand why they did it because Josh Giddey, he's a lot younger than Alex Caruso. Caruso 30, Giddey like 21. So I can see the transition. They're trying to get younger. A lot of older guys on the squad. But
Let's save some time here, okay?
So what's your feel about the trade?
The Bulls,
I don't know if you talked about it.
Who cares? The Bulls suck. The Bulls are paying money to a bunch of guys that cannot play. What does it matter? So what?
I agree with you, bro. They need to get new ownership in there, honestly.
Well, tell that to Mr. Reinsdorf. Don't rush him. Don't rush him too soon, okay?
I ain't. But no, the main reason I really called you, I had really called about the Bears. I want to see, because I saw you was about to bring up Justin Fields and how you just said not too long ago about how when you see him, he ain't that happy. And I know that I used to advocate for him all the time. Like, man, it's going to be our year. But it just ain't never really panned out. And unfortunately, they got these players right when they gave them up. So it's like, the league is unfair. We all know it's an unfair league and an unfair world. But I ain't going to lie, bro. The vibe is different with the team with Caleb so far, bro. And I really
We're gonna have an opportunity, set. And thank you for calling from Chicago. I'm going to answer you in full. So just pay attention, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'll catch you next week. It is a good vibe with Caleb Williams and the Bears. And it's not just because of Caleb Williams. It's because of all the other additional talent that they've brought in. Obviously, they brought in DJ Moore to try to pair him up with Justin Fields. That didn't work because Justin Fields is gone. They have DeAndre Swift in. Keenan Allen is no longer on the West Coast. He's now a Chicago Bear. They drafted Rome Odunze. Cole Kmet is not a scrub. Like, they're going to put up points. The Chicago Bears are going to be good. And thank God the Chicago Bears are going to be the team on Hard Knocks this year, because at least it'll be entertaining. It'll be interesting. Now, how the Chicago Bears compete in the NFC North, that's a different story. The Green Bay Packers are still there. the Minnesota Vikings. I know they got J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. Oh, that's not the most exciting thing in the world. I don't think they're necessarily just going to be, you know, be pushovers. And then, of course, you have the Detroit Lions, who are going to be a team that's competing or favored for a Super Bowl. And so let's not fool ourselves here. Like, the Bears should be good. Are they going to pull one of these, you know, Houston Texans and just jump into the postseason? I'm not so sure. I don't know. If lightning is going to strike twice, then good on them. I don't see it happen. I think the Bears will be good. I'm looking forward to Hard Knocks. If they have a crap season, I'll tell you that much, I'd be disappointed about. And yes, I did mention Justin Fields. Justin Fields is never apparently happy. This I found to be funny to me. We've had a lot of talk over the past month now about speculation surrounding Justin Fields and whether or not he was going to return kicks in the NFL's new kickoff format. Because there's more space, you have an opportunity to put two returnmen back there. We expect more returns. We expect more action. And so when you got a guy who can run the football and is not expected to be a full-time quarterback, and you got the speed like Justin Fields, the athleticism, it makes sense, right? Well, Justin Fields a couple of weeks ago said, nah, that's all jokes. I'm a quarterback. I'm not returning kicks. And then how about this? Last week, Omar Khan, the general manager of the Steelers, he was on 93.7 The Fan, and he was making jokes about Fields returning kicks. Listen to this.
What do you look at for Justin Fields this year, Omar? What is his role with the team going into the season, in your opinion?
You mean besides being a kick returner?
That was good, Omar. Well done.
Yeah, he is a quarterback for us, primarily.
He's a quarterback primarily. Okay. Quarterback slash running back slash kick returner. Now, it was pretty hilarious because earlier today, Madden released a trailer for their video game this year. And in the opening sequence, you want to know who a kick returner was? It was Justin Fields. He caught a kick and then he swiftly dumped it off to Cordarrelle Patterson. And so even the folks at Madden getting in on the action, and there were a lot of jokes today about Justin Fields, as you can imagine, not being happy with the idea of being a kick returner. He doesn't want to see it. And I mean, maybe it all's just jokes, but would you be shocked if Mike Tomlin threw him back there to kind of scare people? I think we might see it. Anyway, speaking of kick returners, this team actually won a Super Bowl. Their safety, Justin Reed, they've actually talked about utilizing this man in a variety of ways. Is he going to kick return? Is he going to kick? The man just seems like a superior athlete. Justin Reed says, instead of playing defense, you know, all this kicking and returning can elongate my career. This is what he told the Green Light podcast.
All right, I want to talk about this kickoff deal because yeah. You're the first person that when this news came across, we were like, yes, dude. We get to see.
And
Justin.
We might have added some time to my career. You might have extended my shelf life.
Yeah, the earning window is huge.
You know, when I'm done being the starting guy on safety, I can turn into that rotational third safety and also be a kickoff specialist. You know,
yeah, this is how George Blanda played forever. The man started. He went from throwing the football to kicking it. Hickey, do you ever kick a football?
I have.
Are you good at it?
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Like, you can't aim, you can't kick, it doesn't leave the air? Like, what?
I can get it off the ground. I mean, not high. I can't aim it, for sure. I can't kick it that far, maybe like 30, 40 yards. So, if you want a mediocre kicker, I'm for sale.
Oh, for sale, okay. You need me to be an agent?
Sure. I'll give you, you know what? I'll give you 10%.
A 10? Oh, that's high. Thank you.
I know. So I trust
these,
you.
These dudes get like three. These agents, they're maxed out, I think, at like 3% of the contracts in the NFL.
For you, JR, I got you. You take care of me, I take care of you.
You're just going to break all the NFL rules? I don't think I'm allowed to take more than 3%. So I'll take 10% on the back end. You're gonna treat me like Otani's interpreter, huh?
Better than that.
You're going to get me locked up?
No,
say I'm stealing
come on.
Money. Circumventing the salary cap. Well, not the cap, but... Breaking, what would that be a rule? Players Association rules. Okay. I'm down for a little law breaking.
Okay.
At least we shared it publicly before we did it.
That's, people are considered a warning.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I've never kicked a football, man. Never.
Wait, really? You've no. never, like, off a tee?
Nope.
Huh.
When I have played football, I played basketball, man. But as a kid, I was always a guy who ended up with the ball. And you play two-hand touch outside, and it never was two-hand touch. And that's when I said, I ain't playing this football stuff, man. I'm not doing this. Like, they want to give me the ball and go, hey, he's fast. He's going to run with it. And then the next thing I know, I'm not getting shoved. I'm getting tackled. I'm like, nah, man. There was one time I played two-hand touch in the street. Hickey, I thought I needed to go. I gave myself 5 to 6 days. Before I said, man, my body doesn't feel better. Maybe I need to go to the hospital, okay? Forget the doctor. I need to just go right to the emergency room. And I just felt better. And I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
You went to the hospital?
No, I didn't. I was about a day away from going. A day.
Yeah, that sounds like it goes from two-hand touch to kill the man with the ball. That's that's not fun.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, boy.
And that's why I said, I'm not doing this. We'll stick to free throws. At least when I'm tired, I could shoot a jump shot and nobody will touch me. I'm not doing this stuff. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of injuries, if you want to know a way to lose weight, George Kittle has an idea for you. I will share that on the other side of the break before we roll out. Also, of course, it's the end of the show. I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's some real historical perspective to it. We'll get to it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, I like this. I'm not going to say the words are clean. The song is called Lap Dance, okay? But the words are clean. And shout outs to Pharrell and the Neptunes, even though they hate each other right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm going to hit the phone lines. This is it for me this week, okay? Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be checking out Caitlin Clark at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. And so if you're going to be in Atlanta looking at Caitlin Clark, just look for me. I'm not hard to find amongst 20,000 people. Anyway, I'm not difficult to find if you know how to find me. 855-212-4227. Let's get to your calls. Let's talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I'm done. I got to shut up. Not my fault. Mark is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, JR?
I'm great.
This week has been kind of crazy, man. I went to the Kendrick Lamar show yesterday, which was, I don't even want to talk about that, man, but there were like 15,000 people chanting Drake's a pedophile. It was crazy.
Thanks for sharing, Mark. I also heard I didn't hear. I saw that Russell Westbrook was there. I saw LeBron James was there. I saw DeMar DeRozan was there. And so that's good. I hope you had a great time. What else you got?
Yeah, it was cool. My buddy works for the Forum, so I got a free ticket. But all my buddies here in L.A., man, are like freaking out about J.J. Redick. We got this great guy. And I'm like, I'm quick to remind them, how many players turned coaches are there that have actually succeeded in the NBA? Remember, Chauncey Billups is the head coach of Portland, and a buddy of mine had no idea Chauncey's the head coach of Portland. I'm like, yeah, because you don't watch it, you don't follow.
Well, Mark, that's difficult. Without me thinking, there are a lot of coaches who've had success. Okay, Doc Rivers is a former player. He's had success. Pat Riley is a former player. He's had success. Phil Jackson is a former player. He's had success. Steve Kerr is. So, I mean, we can go on and on. I can name plenty of guys who've had a lot of success that people don't necessarily even think about as players.
But, I mean, J.J. Redick, I mean, has zero experience coaching. And
yeah,
it's one thing to be a decent player in the league. He wasn't a great player. He was a decent player.
Pat Riley and Phil Jackson were just bit players, man.
Right. But, I mean, you can't. I understand your point in regards to, like,
it's not my point. It's just facts.
Let's give him 1 year. That's what I'm telling buddy. I'm like, give it 1 year. Do you think it's actually going to, like, work?
So this is we. So I'll give you this, and we talked about this throughout the course of the show. it doesn't really matter about the coach. Like, he's there because LeBron James wants him there, and the Lakers think that he has a shelf life past LeBron. But more importantly, it's the talent that the Lakers get onto the team. If I were a Lakers fan, yeah, you could have got a better coach in with more experience, but I'd be more concerned with who's going to fill out the roster. I think that's more important than who's coaching the team, because quite frankly, we've seen the Lakers kind of go through coaches like you go right. to concerts quite frequently, I mean, Mark.
It's crazy. And the roster construction, I was explaining to a friend of mine, like, don't not really that good. I mean, they've been chasing veterans every year, and like, they just plug it and play.
They'll be looking for the next superstar. But Mark, thank you for calling from Cali. Appreciate you. No doubt about it. No, he had a good time at the concert. Hickey, why weren't you on a stage with Kendrick Lamar? Where were you?
I was here with you. I was on a better stage, some would say.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. I don't know. Maybe you want to be on a stage with Kendrick Lamar and Russell Westbrook and Dr. Dre, maybe.
They're cool guys, but yeah. I mean, the alternative was I was not invited, but that doesn't sound as cool.
Oh, okay.
I turned it down. They didn't turn me down.
Okay. And thank you, Mark, for the vivid description of, you know, what the concert sounded like. I appreciate that. Anyway, you know what? We got to get this in here, too, Hickey, before we Hickey, what should we do? Should we do this day in sports, or should we tell people how to lose weight?
Oh, I mean, it is a big day in sports, but I feel like everyone is looking for, you know, tips, especially now with summertime here.
Right.
Looking for tips and tricks to lose a few pounds as the beach season's here.
Listen, people, get hurt, okay? I just told you in the last break I quit playing football because I felt like I was being abused. George Kittle, the tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, he has also felt abuse. This offseason, the man had to undergo another surgery. He said he lost 30 pounds because he couldn't do anything. He couldn't lift. He couldn't do lower body. He couldn't do upper body. He turned into a basketball player. Listen to George Kittle tell you on Bussin' It with the Boys.
You know, I've done all the recovery stuff. I'd say I'm almost back to 100%.
Yeah.
I got some weight to gain. I'm a little skinny right now. I got like to gain 10 pounds or so. But like, so after the Super Bowl, I lost almost 30 pounds.
No shit.
Because I couldn't lift any, I couldn't do any upper body because of my shoulder, my rib. And I couldn't do lower because of my core surgery. And then I got surgery. Right. So like I didn't lift from like the Super Bowl until like almost mid-March. Like I went a month without doing anything.
Yeah, if you want to lose weight, people get hurt. You heard it from George Kittle. But anyway, let's take a look at a couple of things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is June 20th, 2024. But if we go back to June 20th, 1967, Muhammad Ali, this man was basically suspended. Boxing license stripped away because he refused to fight in the Vietnam War. Take a listen to his explanation.
Why should me and other so-called Negroes go 10,000 miles away from home here in America to drop bombs and bullets on other innocent brown people who's never bothered us? And I will say directly, no, I will not go 10,000 miles to help or kill innocent people.
June 20th, 1993. John Paxson. This man dropped a three to help the Bulls three-peat. Listen to Marv Albert on NBC.
He has come out of this possession. They want Michael to get a full head of steam, try to keep him in the middle of the floor. Well, Pippen got the snap. Here's Paxson for three. Yes, the Bulls take a one-point lead, and Phoenix calls for time with 3:09 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. John Paxson converts.
Yeah, Bulls three-peat. June 20th, 2004, Ken Griffey. On Father's Day, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 500th home run.
The pitch. And a high drive. Hit back into deep right field. Jr. has just knocked the door down for the 500 club. A high drive into the lower deck and right. Number 30 touches them all. And boy, what a Father's Day gift for Senior. The dugout empties as he rounds third, getting the glad hand from Mark Berry. Greeted at home plate by Adam Dunn. Now Jason LaRue, followed by Sean Casey. And each of them will get a piece of Ken Griffey Jr. before he gets back into the dugout, getting his 500th home run to right field.
And the Reds beat the Cards 6-0. I get it. Ken Griffey wanted to go to Cincinnati and following his dad. I get all of that. Ken Griffey was better. He should have stayed with the Mariners. I got to be honest. Hey, here's a combine this day in sports history. Both on June 20th, 2006 and 2013, the Miami Heat beat Texas teams. Okay, in 2006, they beat the Dallas Mavericks for their first championship. In 2013, the one with LeBron James, they beat the Spurs. How about this day? June 20th, 2020, Zion Williamson. He was drafted number one, and he started crying on ESPN.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I didn't think I'd be in this position. My mom sacrificed a lot for me. I wouldn't be here without my mom. She did everything for me. I just want to thank her.
And Zion, I know you said it, you didn't believe that you would be here in this moment. When did that belief change? Was it shaking the commissioner's hand and officially being the pick?
Yeah. I don't even seem real that I just shook his hand. I dreamed about this since I was four. And for it to actually happen, I just thank God for it.
That was June 20th, 2019. Zion was named to the All-Rookie First Team in 2020. He got choked up. I'm sure that's not the first time Zion got choked up. Maybe on a chicken wing, maybe on a gumbo. I don't know. Good luck to Zion. We hope that he's healthy. Anyway, Hickey, thank you for an amazing week.
This was a lot of fun. I'm jealous you're going to see Caitlin Clark tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you saw her already.
That's true. I saw her play very poorly.
She's 7 points, 3 points.
Set the bar 3 points. So the good news is she can't play any worse for you tomorrow.
If she can, I'd be disappointed.
Well, I guess, yeah, technically she can.
She'll do better. Hickey, I'll catch you on Monday, okay?
Enjoy the weekend, JR.
Well, thank you so much. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is done. Hickey is holding it down tomorrow. Okay, I'll be back on Monday. Looking forward to it. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. It's finished, but don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey, and thank you all for listening. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth.